First, there was Sex and the City. Then there was Girls, also on HBO. Both shows are about young women trying to navigate the wilds of New York City. The latest show of the same stripe is called Broad City. Here are said broads, Abby and Alana, trying to find an apartment in said city.
Well, what do you think?
It's a hallway.
It is a beautiful railroad-style apartment in your budget.
Well, where's the bathroom?
Where isn't the bathroom? Jeez, wear a catheter. Go in the corner. You can fit a king-size bed in here.
Yeah, if you fold it up like a taco.
God, why am I so turned on right now?
Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer are the real-life friends who created and star in Broad City. It started out as a web series with a cult following. Then Comedy Central picked it up after Amy Poehler got on board as an executive producer. Season 2 starts in January. I caught up with Abby and Alana when they were in Washington, D.C. for a live tour they've been doing between seasons. And they started by describing the TV versions of themselves.
So, yeah, the Broad City characters are heightened versions of ourselves. So the TV show is about Abby and Alana, but it's just sort of a amplified version of us. It's about two best friends who live in different boroughs in New York, and every episode is a day in the life, and they're just getting into a new sort of adventure every day.
Abby, describe Alana's character for me.
Alana's character on the show is really bold and like really outgoing and wears, you know how people are like, oh yeah, she wears her heart on her sleeve. I think Alana wears like everything. Like
all her organs.
Every organ.
Yeah, like you went, like if you That's meet so Alana funny. On the show, you like, I think you know everything about her right away. It's like all up for grabs, kind of.
Alana, it's not a big deal.
It's a huge deal. You said that if you were ever going to do same-sex experimentation, it was going to be with me.
I have never said that to you.
It has been implied.
By you.
Well, implications get responses, and it takes two to tango.
Alana, can you describe Abby's character?
Something we said very early on, like in the pitch, that Abby, the character and person, are big dreamers. The character is such a dreamer, but the character is faking it till she makes it. You know what I mean? Whereas Abby Jacobson is making it.
This is so great. Like, why are we waiting for guys to come to us, Alana? Did Amelia Earhart wait to be asked to fly around the world? Definitely not. She asked. And then they said no. But she still did it.
And she died?
It's Abby Jacobson at 23, but Abby Abrams in the show is 26. So they're like a little less mature. We always say it's us before Broad City, because Broad City gave us this like purpose and drive that before wasn't, it was all this like disparate energy that wasn't channeled into like one drive.
These girls are also, I don't know how to ask this question. When I watched the first episode, I thought, oh, these girls are like dudes. They say stuff that you only see, at least in popular culture, in the films that are about, you know, some kind of bromance or a bunch of funny guys together doing this stuff. When actually these kind of behaviors, people who are more, you know, crass or you're smoking pot a lot in the show and you are exploring your sexuality, these are things that are often left out of a fully formed feminine character on TV.
A lot of people have been like, these gals are filthy. I'm like, filthy? This is like baseline. I'm like, this is super baseline, baby.
We're
like,
holding back.
I know. I'm like, we're censored.
We're not on HBO.
We are censored.
We're on cable.
Thank God, though, because I don't think we want to be naked.
No, but it is interesting. Like, a lot of people ask about this, or like, it's written
and
about.
It clearly, and you're like, kind of surprised that this is people's perception.
No, I get it, because these characters are a little different than we are.
There's like so many shows where like women wear heels and dresses. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Do you walk though? Like, do you walk around during the day? I don't know. It's so weird.
Amy Poehler is one of the executive producers of the show. I imagine she's someone that you looked up to when you were coming up in this world.
Yeah.
Could you be where you are without Amy Poehler in particular and Tina Fey, but those, the women of that generation?
Yeah, I feel like her. That generation of like SNL ladies, I think really changed. I hate talking about women in comedy, but like did change that.
Because she had seen the web series. Oof, I'm getting chills thinking about it. She had seen the web series. And the fact that she knew it was like, you know, we know it's like on the internet, but like we thought it was like for our parents. You know what I mean? Like the fact that she had seen it was like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
And now like, it's like no big deal. Amy Poehler on the set.
Since we've been doing this project, she's become a hero in a whole new way, which is as a business person. She is such a badass. Like creatively, she's always had this eagle eye view of the brand. She gives us notes on our outlines, our scripts. Her joke pitches are exactly what you would hope they would be.
Any other hints you want to drop about the next season before we let you go?
I think it's like a really next level, like, but not too far away from the first season extension.
And then we have surprise comedians who I'm really thinking of one. She is so funny. Yeah.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you. You have to watch. Yeah, you're going to have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer, they are the women behind Broad City. Thank you so much, you
Thank
guys.
You Thanks. So much.
This is a pleasure. I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.